嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎回到开源英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is your favorite oddball, Adam.
好，那我们前段时间有一集节目啊，说吐槽英语怎么说，然后里面就说到了一个国内很红的综艺节目《吐槽大会》。后来就有朋友问我们啊，说另外一档《奇葩说》也很好看啊，那奇葩英语要怎么说呢？
Okay, so we got a lot of words that we are going to get through today.
But these words do not include BB.
I don't know why they don't. This is not my choice.
不是，因为《奇葩说》的官方英语名，这个节目叫Can I BB? 然后这个就我先问一下 Adam, 在英语里没有这个说法是吗?
No, of course. If you're going to say BB, there's basically two things that most people, well, I should say three things. One is a BB gun.
Oh,
which is like a little bullet.
No, plastic.
Little, well, it's a bit stronger than plastic, but it's a gun. And then the other, well, barbecue.BBQ, and now because of the new Star Wars character, BB-8.、So, yeah, but BB by itself just means a little bullet.、
就是没有任何奇葩的意思。
No.
奇葩说的意思、
啊。I mean, unless the BB is really cute, maybe.
好的，那我们现在就来看看英语里到底要怎么说奇葩呢？
Okay, well, let's start with a word that is pretty general, but also very, very useful, and that is strange.
哎，这个词我想大部分的朋友都知道它的意思，就是很奇怪。
That's strange.
对，或者一个人也可以。
He's a little strange.
对，所以我们现在要教大家这一组的形容词呢，都是既可以形容人，又可以形容事情。你刚刚说一个人，he's a little strange. 那我可以说，it's a strange person.
Yep. So, and a strange person can make you feel strange. A strange person could do strange things.
或者有些人他是打扮很奇葩，所以我们可以说strange looking.
You could, yeah, you could.
是吧？看起来就是这种怪怪的。
Right. Now, just keep in mind, guys, that there is another word in English, stranger.
And
the meaning, I mean, they are related.
Connected?
Yeah, connected. So here, strange, just, you maybe think of it as just like unconnected. Or what is this guy connected to? With his strange clothes.
Stranger 在英语里的意思是陌生人。
Right.
好，那如果你觉得 strange 这个词 you know, 太 common, 太普通了，想学一个比较不一样的，下面这个就很好。
Weird.
Weird. W-E-I-R-D.
Yeah.
稍微有点难念哈。
Weird.
Weird.
That's weird. Yeah. Yeah, so earlier I said I was an oddball. I don't think I really am. I think Spencer is the oddball. But when I was in high school, I remember the older kids called me weird kid. Well, just one did. But...
那个奇葩的小孩。
Yeah. Oh, weird kid. Look at weird kid over there.
我觉得 weird 和 strange 意思是一样的，但是 weird 就是听起来就更 exciting 嘛，然后就听起来就很生动。
Well, again, strange, like if someone comes from a strange land or speaks a strange language, it could just be different, right? It could be, you know, like a French person who's wearing wonderful clothes and actually speaks perfect Parisian French, but to a person in...who knows, some place in the middle of nowhere. Well, he talks strange. But weird is kind of more like, you know, a person smells weird, or they look weird, or they do weird things.
Just something is wrong.
Something's wrong, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
而且我觉得 weird 这个也是美国人口语里很爱用的一个词。
Well, it's fun to say weird.Just by itself, like if someone says, I don't know why, like I'm getting all these text messages and they all say they're from my neighbor, but like I know my neighbor's phone number and it's not this phone number. And then someone else would just say, well, that's weird. I know, right? Weird.
好了，我们也不用把这个词讲得那么奇葩，因为它日常生活也很好用啊。比如我今天早上起来，忽然发现我家没热水了，然后我说，that's weird.
That's
昨天还
weird.
还好好的，对吧
？Right.
好奇怪啊，怎么突然就没热水了
？Right.
我还不知道为什么。
Well, it's funny too because maybe it was your job to get that fixed, but maybe you forgot. And I don't mean you, Jenny. I mean anybody. You know, and the other person, let's say your husband or your partner or someone else you live with, might say something like, hey, the hot water isn't working there. Uh-huh. And you know it was your fault. Like, oh, shoot, I forgot to fix that. But you want to kind of lie a little bit. You could just say, huh, that's weird.
对，说 that's weird 的时候，就是我也搞不清怎么回事，就很奇葩的一件状况。
Yeah, yeah. Oh, geez, that's weird.
That's weird. 好的，那看完了 weird 以后，接下来我们说说这个词 odd.
Odd.
就是前面 Adam 说的，有人叫他是一个 oddball, 或者 Spencer 是一个 oddball.
Hey guys, blah, blah, blah.
没有 oddball, ball 就是球啊。
It's also Spencer's
last name 也是他的姓。但 oddball 这个词我们等一下说，我们先来说说 odd.
Okay, so odd comes from numbers.
对
,1, 3, 5, 7, 9.
英语的这个单数就是 odd,、mm-hmm. odd numbers.
Odd numbers, right? As opposed to even numbers, 2, 4, 6, 8.、Mm. Now, when we talk about something being odd, it's also like strange.It is really, like, strange.
是。
That's odd.
That's odd.
Yeah.
是不是 odd 英国人更爱用啊?
Probably.
对,我觉得美国人喜欢用 weird, 然后英国人就 odd.
That's odd.
That's、yeah. odd.
Right, exactly. Now, so that's for a situation. But, of course, for people, you can also use odd. Oh, he's kind of an odd person. That's sort of odd behavior.
Okay.
In fact, when we go to...public places like the airport or the train station, the police will always say, like, be on the lookout for odd behavior.
是吗?警察会这样说啊? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, odd behavior,、mm-hmm. 奇葩奇怪的一些举动啊。好的,那接下来我们要说的这个词,我一直觉得这是一个发音很有意思。
It's a great one, yeah, bizarre.
Bizarre.
Bizarre. It's fun to say.
对 B-I-Z-A-R-R-E.
Right, bizarre.
Bizarre 听起来像一个 party.
Well, so it's, very, it's very, very close to a Middle Eastern word, bazaar, right, which is more like a market, like a very buzzing, fun, big market. So, I suppose if I went to a market in Egypt, right, the Middle East, I might think, oh, this is kind of bizarre. This isn't like Walmart.These people are strange.
Okay, so bizarre 的意思就是和 strange word 一样。
Well, yes, it's just something that's very, very, very strange. But again, something about the way this word feels when you say it.、
Mm.
Like, you can use it in all the same ways. He's kind of a bizarre person.、
Yeah.
Oh, you know, Jenny's not here. She's here every day at 8 o'clock. Now it's 8:30. Where's Jenny? That's bizarre.
That's so bizarre.
Bizarre. She's always on time.
Was she kidnapped?
She must have been kidnapped.
That's bizarre.
That's bizarre.
好，那看完了前四个意思用法非常像的词以后啊，接下来这个词我觉得是形容某一类人，特别是一些艺术家常用的。
Right, a perfect word to describe your artist friends, eccentric.
Eccentric.、Mm-hmm. 怎么拼?
Oh, that's, oh, geez, you're going to test me here. E-C-C-E-N-T-R-I-C.
对,这里有两个 C 啊,大家要注意发音的时候呢是 ec-Eccentric. 对,前面的 C 要发 K 的音。
Right, right, exactly. Now, we were talking about this word being used to describe artists. Of course, you can probably see why a lot of artists might seem weird or strange to people, but actually they're very creative.
对,对,所以我觉得 eccentric...其实里面还是有一些褒义很 positive 的，就是说这个人他怪是因为他跟我们与众不同，然后他有才华，他很 talented、
mm-hmm. Right, right, exactly. Now, it doesn't have to be an artist. Another group of people who are often called eccentric or who call themselves eccentric are old ladies. And I think you guys have probably met some like really cool aunties who just, they don't care. They're going to wear whatever they want, and they're going to do their hair the way they want to do it, and they're going to talk the way they want to talk.
就很有自己的风格啊。
That's right. Yeah, they've got their own style that...probably no one else would ever copy, ever.
其实另外一群人也是比较 eccentric 的，就像 Steve Jobs.
Oh, yeah.
是吧? Elon Musk. 这种很了不起的企业家，他们也有自己就很个性很鲜明，然后思路思维就跟我们常人不一样。
Right.
They're also, you know, 比较奇葩 eccentric, but they are so talented.
They're so talented.
So brilliant, right?
Now, we did say that this is a word you should use for people, but as Jenny, as you were saying that just now, it made me think that a lot of these geniuses actually...have really eccentric behavior.
Oh,
like they'll take their shoes off at work,
or,
walk around barefoot.
对对对，或者每天穿一样的衣服啊，这些。
Yeah, yeah.
所以形容 behavior, 形容行为也是可以的。
Right.
好，那哦，看完了这个比较难的词，接下来我们看一个很简单的词吧。
Okay, well, I don't know how simple it is. Kooky.
我觉得拼法和念法都比较简单。Right?
Yeah, but when you think about it, though, it's not because this word is spelled K-O-O-K-Y, but it's pronounced kooky.
Kooky.
Kooky. It's not pronounced like, for example, cookie. Or cook. They're pronounced very differently.
那 cookie 的意思也是奇怪吗？
Yes.
奇葩。
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, kooky. It's funny how we're talking about eccentric as being used for like old aunts. Because kooky is a word that tends to be used with old men.
Oh.
Like this kooky old guy over here and all of his kooky theories, right? He might say like, all the government, they're all just lizard people. They're not people. They're lizards. The government.
Kooky. So 就有点 crazy.
Crazy. Yeah, crazy.
Speaking of crazy, 因为奇葩从某种程度来讲就是有点可能疯狂疯癫的啊。所以接下来我们看的这一组词就是这个意思。
Okay, well, you guys know that crazy means so many things. It can be crazy good, crazy bad.
Or just crazy.
Yeah, exactly. So crazy, we use this so much. That person is crazy.
That situation, 是吧？一个事情也是。Oh, that's so crazy.
I just parked my car for 5 minutes and I got a ticket. That's crazy.
Basically, that's nuts.
Yeah, that's nuts. Okay, so nuts is, we use a lot of food words to describe how crazy something is. Nuts is one of them. That's nuts.
Nuts, 我觉得也是特别美国俚语的。
Oh, it's the best. Yeah. There's so many things that you can express with the word nuts.
对, so an idea, 然后 behavior 可以是 nuts, 然后一个人也是 oh, she's nuts.
Yeah.
对，就很 crazy, 很
So that might be that same auntie again. That's someone who's describing her not in such a positive light. Someone who might be kind of like maybe her sister. You know, there's the two sisters. One of them's a bit eccentric. The other one is very proper. Oh, that's my sister. She's nuts.
就是是比较贬义的啊。好，那要注意它后面呢，就是要加 s 当形容词的时候啊。好，那接下来这个食物你很想不到，香蕉。
Yeah, bananas. Okay,
that's bananas.
Yeah. Oh, that's bananas. Yeah. So whenever you hear some crazy news or some bad news, you can also say like, "Oh, that's bananas."
是是，但我觉得 bananas 是那种奇葩 ，but it's still fun.
Well, bananas is just fun to say.Right?
Yeah, because we all love bananas.
Everyone loves bananas, and everyone encounters strange people or strange situations, so it's just very useful. That guy's bananas.
好，那我们学了那么多形容词啊，说这个奇葩的人和事儿。最后呢，我们快速过一下一些名词，专门形容人，就奇葩的人。
Okay, so we already talked about stranger. That's not really like...
是陌生人。
Right, exactly. But weirdo, that's a weird person.
对，就是我们前面学过 weird,然后你后面加一个 o, 就变成了一个名词，就形容一个很奇葩、很怪的人。
What a weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a weirdo. 然后 odd, 学过那个词。后面加上 ball.
Right, oddball.
Yeah. But oddball, 我觉得比 weirdo 稍微好一点。
Yeah, weirdo like, makes me think like...
对 ,weirdo 是让人有点害怕的。
Can I smell your feet?
有点变态。
Right.
然后 oddball 就是
Hey guys, woo, alright, yeah.
It's fun.
Like, it's more fun.
Oddball is a fun person.
Right, right. Like when I say that our colleague Spencer is an oddball, I'm not trying to insult him.
对对，好，还有一个 cook,就是从 cookie 来的是吧
？Right, exactly. So, you know, again, old men I'm not going to say that, you know, all old men are kooks, but most kooks are old men.
那我们今天最后要看的这个名词呢是
Nut job.
就是说一个人很 nuts.
Yes, yes.
And you can call that person a nut job.
You can call a person a nut, but that is, it's kind of cute. Like that, it makes me think about like a mother telling her kid like, oh, you're such a little nut. But if a mother called her little kid a nut job, that might not be, as nice. It's that same idea of the old kook saying that like, they put poison in the water.
就是有点疯疯癫癫的人是吧？一个 nut job. 好，我们今天的节目就到这儿啊。I think we've covered most of the words that mean 奇葩 English.
there are a few more, of course. If you guys know any, why don't you leave them in the comments below?
好，那感谢大家的收听，开言英语，我们下次再见。
All right, bye guys.